Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. The number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ken Tinster is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Cause of Disturbance and the 90% rule, the reciprocal of that, folks, the 90% rule. And he's our good friend, joining us all the way from Canada, Toronto, right, Ken?
That's right.
Yeah. So welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We're talking about entrepreneurs, and you made an interesting comment earlier about our children being entrepreneurs. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I mean, entrepreneurs are people that we want to motivate, have empathy for, have compassion for. And I was on Father's Day yesterday, I was talking about what I'm doing, which is obviously focused around entrepreneurship. And I had finished your book, which again, what an incredible read, again, historical narrative, the notions of fear, greed, and ethics, and how you brought it to life. And I was telling my kids about it. And it prompted a really great discussion. And one of them asked if I was ashamed or embarrassed by anything that I've done as an entrepreneur.
Hmm. Wow.
And I'll say this.
What a question.
Truthfully, isn't it great? That's why we have kids, isn't it? to put us on the spot. But the truth is, I don't think that, as I said to my, I really don't think that when I look back at the last 25 years, I am. Nothing came to mind. And I think that's a pretty big statement in the sense that as entrepreneurs, I mean, just as your book unravels and it shows that we don't wake up in a situation, whether we know it or not, we build towards it. And the small decisions that we can make over time really impact, you know, where we end up at the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to make the point to them that, you know, even under the most difficult, most stressful periods of my life, I don't think that I can look at any one thing and say, yeah, I really act in a shameful way, if that's the right. way to state it.
Well, and, I would like to think that I could answer the same way. I'd have to think about that And I'm not sure I could be as pure as you've been able to be, but the only difference is would be in how someone interpreted it. And see, that's the interesting thing about ethics. Your ethics and my ethics might not be the same thing. It's not like the thing about ethics is it's not black and white, is it? It's gray.
It's completely gray. But again, in that sense, I think that's that old notion of looking in the mirror.
Right.
And whether or not everyone has interpreted it the way I have, I think that I can look in the mirror and say that I've thought about other people in my decision making,
mm-hmm.
even at my most difficult points in my entrepreneurial career. I told them the story about, you know, one time we had to close down a part of the business that just wasn't relevant anymore. And I went out of my way to help relocate people or to maybe pay them for a little longer than I had to.
Right.
Than the law said. And I said, well, yeah, but it's not about the law. It's about who I want to be and how I want to be
right.
seen in the business community.
And how you what you think about before you go to sleep at night, right? You know, one of my favorite quotes was, and I'm trying to remember who said it first, but it's attributed to a lot of different people, and it's just enough that you say it, I think, that adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. Adversity reveals character. And that's, to me, that's one of the things that I keep reminding myself about. When I'm faced with an ethical dilemma, you know, I say, okay, what kind of character is this going to reveal about me, my behavior, my next step? what kind of character will it reveal about me? And that's a pretty good little guide to use. What do you think?
Well, it is a good guide, and it's tough. I mean, there's no question. I mean, when your back is against the wall, you can make decisions that may seem short-sighted, you know, a week, a month, a year down the road. But I think that if your guiding principle is how to be ethical, is the long-term view of who you are and how you want to be remembered, mm-hmm. How you want to be seen, hopefully that gets through you. Gets through to you and right. gets through to the people around you.
And through to you and extended beyond you. You know, one of my Brain Trust members, Lynn Morella, wrote a book called In Search of Ethics. And in that book, he defined ethics as devotion to the unenforceable. Isn't that beautiful? Devotion to the unenforceable. Let me tell you something, Ken. I don't even want to think about the world would look like without human beings being devoted to the unenforceable. We can't make enough laws. The government can't enforce enough laws to keep this world from spinning out of control. If we weren't devoted, if people like you and me and our audience weren't devoted to the unenforceable, we'd be in big trouble. And that's what we've got to do in the digital age too, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, as individuals, as business people, as parents, we just have to have those guiding principles built in and built in around us because yep. there's so many interactions today, especially again to your point in the digital world.
Hey Ken, I gotta wrap it up. Give us your website quickly, please.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
All right, so folks, check it out. You find his books there. Ken Tinsler. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.